I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
I'm George Lizas, spiritual teacher, psychic healer, and number one best-selling author. It wasn't long ago that I was stuck in a soul-draining job, held back by fears and limiting beliefs that stopped me from following my purpose and making a positive impact in the world. Fast forward past many hours of inner work and lessons learned, I now write books and teach courses to help you find and follow your purpose too. I created the Lit Up Lightworker podcast to empower you with simple, actionable, step-by-step spiritual tools and practices to overcome what holds you back and light up the world. If you're a spiritual seeker yearning for a more soulful and purposeful life, you're in the right place. Let's get started. Lightworker, welcome to another episode of the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Before we get started with today's episode, let me remind you that my third book, Protect Your Light, A Practical Guide to Energy Protection, Cleansing and Cutting Cords, is now available to order globally on Amazon. In the book, you'll learn powerful practices to cleanse, shield, and strengthen your energy. Specifically, you'll get to cut cords to toxic relationships, remove psychic daggers of attack and other negative energy attachments, and even learn how to effectively protect your energy online. When you order the book, you also get the Psychic Scanning Online Workshop for free, during which I'll guide you to turn on your psychic vision and scan your body for all types of energy attack so you can clear them. And you can visit protectyourlightbook.com to get all the details. My second book, Lightworkers Gotta Work, also has a freebie, the Life Purpose Bootcamp, and you can visit lightworkersgottawork.com to get all the details about that as well. Also, be sure to download one of my free guides in the description of this episode that will help guide your spiritual journey. You'll find guides on finding your purpose, developing your intuition, and protecting your energy. Lastly, if you enjoy this episode, make sure to rate and subscribe to the podcast and share this episode with friends that you know will love it. In today's episode, we're talking about reaching the fifth dimension. During the Golden Age of Atlantis, people lived in accordance with divine principles and laws, exhibiting a high level of consciousness and spiritual evolution. They had harnessed energy in ways that modern civilizations cannot comprehend, and they lived in harmony with nature, utilizing their advanced knowledge for the betterment of society. However, since the fall of Atlantis, our world has been through quite a few human experiments with the aim of reaching the fifth dimension once again and birthing the new Golden Age. And according to Diana Cooper, this new paradigm in the Earth's history will finally be reached in 2032. And her new book, The Golden Age, provides a step-by-step framework for getting us there. I had the pleasure of having Diana on the Lit Up Lightworker podcast for the fourth time to chat about her new book and how to reach the fifth dimension, which is the state of mind and existence that we need to embody to help birth the Golden Age. Now, if you still get confused about the different dimensions, because I know I was for a while, here's a summary. The third dimension is often associated with the human experience and the challenges and limitations that come with living in a physical body. It is the realm of duality, where we experience contrasts such as good or bad, joy and sorrow, love and fear. The fourth dimension is considered a higher plane of consciousness beyond the limitations of the physical world. It is a realm where emotions, dreams, and subconscious thoughts have a more profound influence. The fourth dimension is believed to be a bridge between the physical and the spiritual realms and is often associated with the concept of the soul. Now, the fifth dimension represents a higher level of spiritual consciousness and evolution. It is a plane of unity, love, and interconnectedness. In this dimension, there is a sense of oneness and harmony with all of creation. And people who are said to have reached the fifth dimension are believed to have transcended the limitations of the ego and embraced a higher level of spiritual awareness. It is a state where unconditional love, compassion, and enlightenment are said to be attained. Now, in this episode of the podcast, Diana shares a powerful meditation with Archangel Shamuel to help you overcome fear so you can speed up your journey to creating a fifth dimensional life and so many other tools. Specifically, in this episode, you'll learn the journey to the golden future of the Earth, the transformation and therefore how life will be in the new golden age, how to prepare for the fifth dimension, and higher ascension tools to propel you into the golden future. When you finish listening to this episode, make sure to come within your Spiritual Toolkit Facebook group and let us know how you enjoyed it. I would love to hear from you. Enjoy this episode with Diana Cooper. Diana Cooper's spiritual journey started many years ago with an angelic visitation that transformed her life. She's now the best-selling author of more than 30 books, which have been translated into 28 languages. She teaches internationally and is the founder of the Diana Cooper School of White Light, a not-for-profit organization that offers spiritual teaching courses throughout the world. Diana, welcome back on the Lit Up Lightworker podcast.
Hello, George. Lovely to be here. Lovely to have you here. You've been on the podcast a few times. We talked about unicorns and dragons and angels, and I'm so excited to have you back to talk about 2032. And I want to start with a little paragraph from the introduction of the book that sets the tone, and then we're going to get started with questions. So you write, between 2012 and 2032, Earth is birthing a new fifth dimensional golden age, a period during which everything will radiate a golden aura of love and wisdom. It commences in 2032, and the world will have changed beyond recognition by that time. And I remember in the past reading your books about 2012 and all the stages we go through to reach 2032. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so far away. And now I'm realizing it's not anymore.
No, it's not.
We are getting there. Clock is ticking. So let's talk a little bit about the stages we've been through before this point. So from 2012 before, what are the main stages that the Earth has been through and collective consciousness have been through to reach this state?
Well, as you know, 2012 marked the end of a 260,000-year golden era of Atlantis. I mean, an extraordinary length of time. And that was a cosmic era. And so anyone who's incarnated right now has come in for the transition between the end of Atlantis and the beginning of the new golden age. So our entire planet has to move from the third dimension and do a double dimensional shift into the fifth dimension. So it is an extraordinary time to incarnate because we have to participate in this. And at the same time, Source gave a dispensation to anybody who had karma left on the planet that they could come in again. And so there are all these billions of people on Earth right now coming in to complete their karma. So you've got two things going on. You've got people who are light workers who have come in deliberately to try and raise the frequency of the planet to the fifth dimension so that we can do our double dimensional shift. And we've got all the people who are trying to complete karma and staying in the third dimension and holding it back. So we've got an extraordinary time right now. And so the cosmos is trying to help us. We are receiving energies from all over the cosmos, trying to lift the energy of Earth so that we will be ready for 2032. Now, before COVID, I was thinking, oh my goodness, I've put all these things down that I've been given by spirit, that we are going to go through the collapse of the old paradigm, basically. And I can't see it happening in time. Then we had COVID.
Yes.
And of course, we had lockdown, we had COVID, we saw the high streets collapsing, we saw the airlines stopping sending out so much, we saw the stopping of goods coming from around the world, and this will increase. Because after 2032, when the energy has shifted, we will be living locally and we'll be eating local food because, as you know, George, every place, the food is designed to be perfect for the people who are living there. We are not meant to be bringing apples from New Zealand and other things from all over the world. We're meant to be eating what's provided for us locally. This will start to happen by 2032. And then we will move into something much greater.
Yeah. Now, and I love that you talked about the different people coming in right now. And it got me thinking about the different generations, like the millennial generation, and then the Generation Z, the Generation X, et cetera. Are the kids like being born right now, being born like already awakened or ascended to know this and help us go there faster?
Have you noticed how teenagers can just do technology? You know,
yes.
If I need to know something, I'll ask one of my grandchildren and they'll just say, oh, you just do this, press this and this and this, and it's done, because their minds are already prepared. And we're going to find that the children being born are coming in really ready. But everybody is now able to start bringing in their 12 strands of DNA. It's like there's such a shift taking place that when you're fifth dimensional, you can start to connect into certain energies and bring those energies back, just as they had in Atlantis, when their 12 strands of DNA were not just relaxed and connected, they were activated. That's what enabled them to have extraordinary powers and gifts. Now, here's the amazing thing. They reached that level in Atlantis. So they lived in the fifth dimension, at the upper frequencies of the fifth dimension, on a third dimensional planet. And so they had these extraordinary things, the great crystal power. They traveled at speeds faster than we can consider. And we are moving into the fifth dimension, supported by a fifth dimensional planet. We are going to be able to go way beyond where they went in Golden Atlantis. By 2050, the planet will not be anything that we can imagine. It's going to be beyond our comprehension.
Wow. And so I loved. Yes.
We have come in to birth this, to bring this about.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I love that you talked about Atlantis, because last week I led a past life regression workshop to Atlantis, like a collective regression. And what we found, it was like a collective exploration of our past lives there. And some people were so past lives where they were in at the beginning of Atlantis, at the beginning of the experiment. Some people were in the golden age. Some people were during the fall of Atlantis. I'm curious, because we have past life traumas from our past lives, including Atlantis as well. Can we resolve those past life traumas and also retrieve any skills that we've had in Atlantis to bring them into this golden age? In other words, are the Atlanteans coming back to help in this transition?
Absolutely. Of course they are. The Atlanteans are coming back. But as I've said, it's not just those who were in the golden age. It's also those who created the fall.
Yes.
And so we've got both at the moment on the planet, which is what we can see. Many of the leaders were in Atlantis creating the fall.
Yes.
And of course, part of the changes that are taking place is the energy is going to sweep, the consciousness is going to sweep them away. And then leaders have been prepared that have got integrity, want to do things for the highest good of all, and will take everybody forward on new levels. And so, yeah, they're all here now. Don't forget, Atlantis was 260,000 years. During that time, there were five experiments. And so they all failed. And each time Atlantis was drowned, it sunk below the seas, it was cleansed and purified, came up with a smaller landmass. And then the experiment started again until it collapsed. The last time there were just five islands, and that's when they did it completely differently. They gave the people nothing. So they arrived from all over the universes and they had to cooperate. And it's that cooperation that led them into the golden era. And the golden era of the 260,000 years, 1500 years, was the golden era, when everyone was happy, Everyone was contented doing what gave them soul satisfaction. When there was total health, this is what we are aiming for again after 2032. And when new energies are coming into the planet, incidentally, on the 22nd of October, which is a 12 vibration, and our entire universe works on 12, 12 Lords of Karma, 12 members of the Intergalactic Council, 12 chakras, 12 months in the year, everything is a 12. So it's a 12 vibration. I've been asked to do a meditation for the whole world that will take people to connect with their monad. When we do that on that day, then we can jump shift the planet into a higher frequency. And Lord Vusloo, who is the High Priest of Atlantis, who brought in the keys and codes to jump shift Atlantis into the new golden era then, is working with this energy to help us jump shift the planet right now into a higher frequency. It's awesome.
Yes,
it's quite extraordinary. We've started putting out the information, and there is a live, which is almost full already in Portugal, but it will be live streamed. And people everywhere are encouraged, and in different languages, people everywhere are being encouraged to get into groups and do the meditation together to enable them to merge with their monad. So there'll be preparation all day to get people to that level. And it's awesome. I have to do the meditation every single day. I've done it for every day for 3 months now, and I'll continue to do it. And it gets stronger and stronger.
And I'll include all the links in the description below so that people can mark their calendars and access that meditation as well and be able
really,
to do so.
Really, really important. Yeah.
Now, let's talk a little bit. So we've talked about Atlantis and how it's related to what we're going through right now. So from 2012 until 2032, I mean, we can start from now because we've already been through COVID and all the transitions and the upgrades. What can we expect moving forward? What are the stages that are coming up collectively until that time?
We have to go through the final collapse of the old. But from now, there's going to be new energies put into place. So they're starting to bring through the new education system, start to bring in a new health system too. And people are accessing their fifth dimensional health blueprint. This is becoming available for people as soon as they're ready. They can ask Archangel Raphael to place it. It's actually placed in here, right behind the third eye in the stem of the chakra column. And he places that in and starts to energize and activate it. And when that's in place, of course, people can practice self-healing and many other things, because he's also bringing in enlightenment, abundance, consciousness, and all the other activations that he performs. Yeah. And we will be doing that as part of the preparation day on the 22nd of October.
Yes, and we can see there's so much spiritual technologies coming up right now, allowing us to for example, I'm using a technology called Healy, which is like a frequency transmitter. Yeah. So I use that to send me frequencies daily. And I love how technology is moving towards that direction right now, allowing us to ascend faster. Of course, we can work with the spirit guides and archangels, etc. But why not bring it all together and combine technology with angels and dragons, etc.? Let's talk a little bit about the different dimensions, because sometimes when I explain that to people, they get confused. I'm like, oh, what does three-dimensional mean? What does fourth dimensional and fifth dimensional mean? Can you like quickly go through them? And also, how do we know we're on the fifth dimension? And is it something we just tick off the box and we're there? Or is it something we need to maintain on a daily basis?
Well, yeah, you have to maintain it, don't you? Or else you'd be back in the third dimension or the fourth. Okay, well, starting with the third dimension, those are people whose hearts are closed and they are not taking responsibility for their lives at all. They just think it all happens to them. And so many, many people who are working for themselves and not for the collective, they are in the third dimension. When your heart starts to open and you start to take responsibility for your life, you recognize that you're on a long soul journey, then you've moved into the fourth dimension. At the fifth dimension, your heart is open and you are working for the highest good. So you're working for others. You're doing things because it's the right thing to do for everybody. You're making choices that help everyone. You're also taking responsibility for your life. So if a car bumps you, instead of blaming the other person, you say, how did I attract this?
Yes.
In other words, you recognize that you are 100% responsible for every single thing in your life. Even though you appear to be an innocent victim, you have invited that into your life. And as soon as that happens, your whole energy field changes and you're on a completely different path. You're attracting new things into your life.
Such a clear definition. Thank you for defining that. And how do we move into the fifth dimension? What is a process that we can use daily to get ourselves there?
Well, I would say the very first thing is take a decision that's how you're going to live your life. Watch your thoughts. Your thoughts tell you everything. If you're having angry thoughts about someone, stop and say, okay, my ego is involved here. What's going on? Do I need to stand up for myself and have clear boundaries? Do I need to speak to that person? Do I need to forgive? And then gradually you become more and more, I hate to use the word, but purified. And as soon as that happens, you can stay more in the fifth dimension. I'd also say be harmless. And if you are completely harmless, nothing can harm you and you feel totally safe because nothing can harm you because you are just sending out love and peace. And that means you cannot attract anything to harm you.
Because you're maintaining your connection to source, and that is your strongest form of energy protection, essentially, your connectedness.
It's your strongest form of energy protection. I love to tell this story. I hope I haven't told you before. When I have an orb of Archangel Chamuel, the angel of love, one of the things I like to do is just imagine I'm in the center of the orb, breathe the white and pink energy around me, and go for a walk in that totally harmless energy. And one day I was standing on the bridge over some water, and when I opened my eyes, my two dogs were sitting at one side of me and a fox was sitting at the other side of me.
Wow.
And I'd been harmless. Soon as I opened my eyes and came back into the other world, the dogs chased the fox. There was a kingfisher just sitting by me and it flew away. It's like, okay. But for that time when I was totally harmless, the animals felt it and they came into that aura of harmlessness.
Yeah, because it's that perspective that we can nurture with intention. And that was it. I mean, with the partnership of Archangel Chamuel and our intention, we can bring those frequencies around us and create powerful change. So imagine if we all did that daily. Now, you talked about Archangel Chamuel, and there are so many different other spirit guides that are coming in to support this process. Which of the spirit guides are most invested in succeeding this, in ensuring that this experiment succeeds?
All of them. All of them. Everyone. The entire universe wants the experiment to succeed. There are several great masters who are helping us, like Lord Vusloo, I mentioned already, works on a yellow ray, immensely powerful. And he carries all the keys and codes to help us move forward. Now, El Moira, he is the Manu. He's, in other words, he is the person with the blueprint of the fifth dimensional golden person, human of the golden future, with 12 strands of DNA fully intact. And so he is very invested. Lord Kumikar, who is my personal guide, he was there at the beginning. Well, he helped with setting up Golden Atlantis, and he's here now helping the planet to move into the new golden age. And there are many, many others.
I'm curious about something because my spiritual practice and religion is I'm a Greek polytheist, a Greek pagan. And essentially, I work with the Greek gods and goddesses. We have like a temple set up here in Cyprus and we follow the ancient Greek tradition. Now, in ancient Greece, they had different philosophical schools about the gods and the goddesses. The philosophical school that I follow, which is the Orphic by Orpheus, believes in reincarnation and that the gods used to be humans and evolved through times and eventually went through different stages of evolution and they became gods and goddesses. And I know you talk a lot about how the Greek gods and goddesses were in Atlantis or they take different forms on incarnations and use different, like, for example, Lord, I don't remember exactly, but one of the lords you mentioned was, for example, like a god or goddess in the past life. Can you talk a little bit about this? Because I'm just curious from my own personal perspective, how are the gods and goddesses of pagan traditions in general, not just the Greek, but also the Roman ones and the Norse ones? How do they all come into this?
Well, they're all the same being.
Yes,
so
essentially.
You've got a great being who comes in for incarnation. And that great being is perhaps a high priest in Atlantis.
Yes.
Or in Lemuria, or at any time. And then in their spirit form, they carry that energy. And so they might be known in a Hindu religion as with a different name vibration.
Yes.
But essentially, it's the same energy. And they'd be known in the Greek pagan, is it a religion?
Belief it's a religion, system. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. In that they would be known by a different vibration name again, but they're the same one. Say Poseidon, for example.
Yes.
So he was a high priest in Atlantis.
Yes.
And then, but he's very much connected with water, very much connected with Greece, Greek culture, helping Greece move forward. Because as we know, in Greece is held the natural healing methods of the future. And so all of that is held within that energy. And Poseidon, as a Greek god, is helping to bring all that forward and maintain it and whisper it to the people so they bring the energy forward. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense because I've been thinking about this a lot lately, about how all the gods and goddesses of the pagan traditions are all interrelated because there are commonalities. If you take, for example, a Hindu goddess of love and a Norse goddess of love and Aphrodite, they're the exact same vibrational frequency translated by the people of those lands. And it takes me back to local, what you talked about. Everything will be local in the new golden age, in the sense that we work with our land and we translate the vibrations of our land in our own way. But essentially, when you match these vibrations up in different parts of the world, they have a relationship. So
Absolutely.
Speaking about that, we talked a little bit about how this golden age will look like, but in the book, you talk a lot about all the different realms, nature and food, animals, travel, the law, healing the planet, politics and religion. Let's talk a little bit about religion because that is an issue that creates a lot of conflict and a lot of three-dimensional conflict. How will this evolve in 2032?
Well, the book is called The Golden Future. There are many great masters in spirit currently working to bring spirituality into religion.
Yes.
And so there are many paths up a mountain, and each of the religions is a path. But
yes.
At the moment, many of them are, they have rigid belief systems.
Dogma.
Yeah. Where dogma, for instance. Yeah. And that dogma is actually slowing the path. It's putting boulders in their way because at the top, it's all the same. It's all one. It's all different paths up the mountain. And in the golden age, everybody's religion will be accepted and honored as that's their path up the mountain. So there's no conflict. Because they are working with one energy and you are working with a different energy, but you're all aiming for the top of the mountain.
100% agree with you. Yeah, that's what I've been always saying, that religions are different maps that lead to God. But when you take the map and make it your God, that's when you've lost the path and you're just stuck into the dogma of it. So in the last part of the book, it's called Higher Ascension Tools to Propel You into the Golden Future. You have some fabulous, like energetic tools that we can use to transmute energies and heal old programming and ascend, which I absolutely love. And I was wondering whether you can guide us through a little meditation all about transmuting fear, because so many people are stuck in fear, and I feel fear is what's keeping us from transmuting the third dimension into the fourth and the fifth one. Is there a quick meditation that we can use whenever we feel fear or doubt or frustration, however it manifests in our life, to instantly lift it and step into a new perspective?
Okay, this won't be exactly from the book, but we hold our fear in our solar plexus.
Yes.
And one of the reasons we have so much fear is because Earth is the solar plexus of this universe. Mm. So we pass through us not only the fear of other human beings, if we're porous, but Earth is bringing through and transmuting all the fear of the universe. So it's a huge thing for any human being to deal with. And so Archangel Uriel is in charge of the solar plexus chakra. Mm-hmm. So one of the things you can do is just close your eyes for 1 second and ask Archangel Uriel to place a flame of golden energy containing courage and peace and wisdom into your solar plexus. Everything you need is there. This dissolves the fear totally, and you have the qualities and energies you need to step forward with courage and wisdom.
That was so quick and powerful. And I'm curious, is Archangel Uriel the archangel you have behind you? Because I can see commonality there.
That's Archangel Christine.
Oh, okay, because I see the golden light.
Yeah, she's the twin flame, because Christine, obviously, she carries energies of the Christ light. And she is the twin flame of Archangel Jophiel. Uh-huh.
I was just really drawn to her as well. Yeah. Okay. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for sharing all these powerful tools with us and wisdom. And I'm excited for people to read The Golden Future, which is coming out in August 22nd. And I'm excited to see us all transition to the golden age. And I'm so excited for it. I feel like I've been waiting for it for years and years and years. Not just in this lifetime, but before as well. And I'm so excited to finally get there.
You have indeed.
Diana, thank you so much for coming back onto the podcast. It's always a pleasure chatting to you.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you for listening to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Before you go, make sure to grab your free workbook to find your life purpose at georgelizas.com/life purpose.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.